Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. And I invite you to join us. And you join us by dialing in at 1-888-767-4348. That's a toll-free number from wherever you are in the great state of Arizona. You want to ask us a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, anything from the bottom of the foundations to the top of the rooftop, we can probably, if we don't know the answer, we can certainly probably get in touch with the person that does have the answer that we've learned to trust after our 45 years of building and remodeling experience throughout the great state of Arizona. Last week was kind of a busy show. We ran through that show in a New York minute. And part of the programming is we always try and reach out to our database and see what questions are y'all asking us during the week that we can address over the air on Saturday to answer, so we don't have to call back 400 people individually. We ask you, just tune in and we'll cover those topics. Well, you may have tuned in last week because we told you we were going to talk to you about home warranties, life expectancy of a paintbrush, and the difference between dull, flat, or high gloss paint. Which one of those three would you like to start with? Home warranties. Asked all the time, especially in this shame on Rosie. We haven't said it all broadcast this morning. How about a great big congratulations to the Phoenix Suns?
Rally the Valley. Rally, yeah. How about that?
Took
care of the Lakers in six.
And in fun fashion. That was a great game.
I still can't believe, you know, I knew I love the win, but I still can't believe the blowout. You know, the game before the one when they went to Los Angeles, I sat there and I said, okay, they're up by 30 points. You know how it is in the NFL. You get a team that goes up 30-0 in the first quarter and always seems to lose the game.
Evaporate.
It never stopped. They kept the foot on the gas. It was just so much fun to watch. But what a great team. Now they got to face the Nuggets. And the first game is Monday night, 7 o'clock. The first two are here in Phoenix. So rally the Valley. Let's go, Suns. Go G-E-A-U-X.
Well, when we had – yeah, that's right. When we had Al McCoy out in the broadcast a couple weeks ago, it's the only place Al McCoy's ever been known to sing. It was on the Rosie on the House broadcast. I could tell by the look in his eyes, he was very confident the Suns were gonna make a significant push into the playoffs.
And he makes great calls too as well. Yeah. I would go out, I'd listen to the first half on radio, so while I was out for a run in the evening, just to hear him do the call. And then the second half, I'd watch it on TV. But we get to hear him a little bit longer now too.
So again,
let's do it, Suns.
Congratulations, the Phoenix Suns. All right, we are a home improvement show, but I had to get onto that bunny trail just for a second. The Valley deserves that. Congratulations. We're asked all the time, all year long, with the frantic pace that we've got of real estate transactions right now, whether or not I should invest in or require the seller to provide me a home warranty on the house. Well, with the frenetic pace that real estate is in right now, no buyer is going to offer to buy that warranty for you right now, because they're probably going to sell their house to the top bidder who is waiving appraisals and waiving home inspection reports. They just want the house. There's many true stories I could tell, but the one that kind of tickles me the most is a woman, head of a household, needed to make a home purchase. She literally resorted to walking around neighborhoods she liked and knocking on doors and saying, can I buy your house? Can I buy your house? Can I buy your house? A man opens the door in the Ahwatukee neighborhood, and it gets his interest. He says, yeah, I'll sell you this house. So she buys the house. 6 weeks later, he's knocking on her door saying, can I buy my house back? That is the crazy pace of the real estate market in Arizona right now. We were rated just in the last couple weeks as one of the very worst cities in the union that you could buy a fixer-upper at a discount. Fixer-uppers are now being discounted in Maricopa County, a grand total of 2%. Nationally, that's about a 30 or 35% discount. That's the pace we're dealing right now. So on the issue of home warranties, whether the buyer in the old days when the buyers were anxious, they would pay for a year of that warranty service. Now you're not going to get that. You're going to have to decide whether you want to fund it yourself or not. I always ask the property owner, if you're a new home buyer, can you give me a list of the service providers that have been treating this home? And get a phone call conversation with the air conditioning contractor that's been taking care of that unit for the last 4 or 5 or 6 years. Talk to the people that know the property. And here's the reason why. If I am Mr. Insurance Company and I'm going to sell you a policy to protect your appliances and your air conditioning and your structural integrity, I'm going to go out and I'm going to find vendors who will fix your problem at the cheapest possible price point, even to the point that I'm going to demand them, you must not charge more than $14 for a service charge. Okay, folks. Now, to put a man, qualified man or a woman, in a properly equipped truck that's licensed, bonded, and insured, you can't even turn the key on for $14. Okay? So that company has agreed to do the work for below cost.
And they make up the cost in parts sales when they're on site. So they may come out for $14, but they'll sell you a hard start kit for $500. It's, you know, twice what industry rate is. And I really don't know what the going rate for a hard start unit is. I think it was $70 the first one I remember buying 25 years ago. So I'm sure the price has gone up as everything, but they do a lot of their makeup on part sales when they're out. And if you missed the story this week, it was just published 2 days ago, there is 26,000 Arizonans are getting a refund as part of a home warranty settlement that was filed against a warranty company. And it's a $1.75 million settlement. Unfortunately, the attorney's probably going to get most of that, and the homeowner's only getting $25, and some of them are eligible up to $1,000, but most of those people are only going to get $25 back. And I know you've spent more than that on your warranty service. So, you know,
save, make a little savings account, put your money in there. And then when something happens, you'll have the cash. And then you get to pick who you use, you know,
and
like you said.
That's the critical thing. You get to pick, not the insurance company. You get to develop the trusting relationship with a service provider. And what most people don't know is you can buy these warranties through the company that offers you your homeowner's insurance. And it's just as affordable. Then all your coverage is under one roof. And at that point, you get to pick who does the work. So over all the years that home warranty companies have been in existence, we've always been very skeptical of them and have not promoted them for all the reasons we just discussed. Let's see if we can
if you put every single dollar that somebody asked you to pay for a warranty, and not just home warranty, but I remember buying something at Staples, and they tried to sell me a warranty on it, and it was like it wasn't even anything that was mechanical.
Well, they'll sell you a warranty for your stapler.
Yeah.
They're not shy about pushing those.
They tried to sell me a warranty for a stick of gum. I just wanted a stick of gum.
Yeah. Everywhere you turn around, everyone's trying to upsell you with some kind of warranty or extended coverage. Just if you take that money, that dollar amount, and put it aside to yourself in your own savings account, you know that money's going to do a lot more for you there than it's ever going to do out. I mean, you're not even going to remember half or 10% of the warranties you probably even own right now or bought, and that's money you could have had.
So that's our soapbox on home warranties. And my mailbox will be filled tomorrow with writers.
Not yours.
Carol's, Carol's email box will be full tomorrow morning or Monday morning with people contesting that. But in 25 years of watching the industry, hearing the homeowner reactions, watching the denial of coverage, watching the exorbitant excessive pricing by the contractors that they're using, and the fact that you can't use your contractor choice, those are all the reasons we don't recommend it. We're going to take a short break, but Paul has a question about home stucco servicing at his home, and we'll get to his question when we get back. We'll also address these other two questions that people are asking. How long should a paintbrush last? I'll need a soapbox, but it won't be as big a soapbox. You can bring the little one out. And then also, where do I and don't I use flat, semi-gloss, and high-gloss paint? Those are just some of the topics we'll cover. If you'd like to join the conversation, do as Paul did and dial 1-888-767-4348.